I'm going to read Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 again. This is what we started out last week. And if you wasn't here, I think everybody was here. If not, Lane, we got them a CD. But if you need a CD anytime, let us know. We can get you one. Great things are happening. Amen? Amen. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I am the rose of Sharon. You might see some pretty roses up here on the altar this morning that you maybe didn't see last week. Jesus is your rose. He is the rose of Sharon. He's always sweet to you, to me. He is the lily of the valleys. Like a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. Like an apple tree among the trees of the woods, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down in his shade with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting table or to the house, and his banner over me was love. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you want a banner, his banner is love, always and continuous towards you. We should never have come into the banqueting house, never have been acquainted without spiritual pleasures if Christ had not brought us. I'm going to say that again. We should never have come into the banqueting house, never had been acquainted with spiritual pleasures if Christ had not brought us. See, we're bringing this down into our lives today. By opening for us a new and living way, and opening in us a new, you got somebody hold down Pastor Lewis now, a new and living fountain. Y'all remember that message he had? Out of your belly shall flow creeks. Rivers. Rivers. Somebody likes creeks. I like rivers. Unless we had some rain like we had a couple months ago, our creeks was like rivers. Now, if you look at a creek like that now, that's okay. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. He opened a new and living way, and opening in us a new and living fountain. His banner over us, not was love, is love. Is love. He brought me in with a banner and displayed it over my head. Man, this is just getting in me right now. Permanent banner over you is love. Not as one who triumphed over me. Bring this into your marriage relationship. The husband not to lord over his wife. Not as one who triumphed over it, but as one who triumphed in it. In it. In it. And whom he always calls to triumph with him and in him. Talking about Jesus. There's victory. Victory in his name. Amen. There's no defeat in his name. No defeat. Our first point, we're going to read John 3:16. Let's go there. I know I've read it. We're going to read it again. John 3:16. I heard a preacher say one time that there was a new pastor that came to a congregation. The board had voted him in, you know, the older pastor retired, and he came in. He preached John 3:16 that Sunday. They were happy. Man, did you hear him? He preached John 3:16. Well, next Sunday he came back. He started out, he preached John 3:16 again. They're like, well, praise God. I guess he forgot what he preached last Sunday. Then he come back next Sunday, all fired up. He stepped up there, turned to John 3:16. The deacon started looking at one another, said, I think we're going to have a little discussion with the pastor. That's 3 weeks now, John 3:16. Now, let's give him one more week. Okay. Next week he came back and he was fired up. He was ready. He said, now turn your Bibles to John 3:16. I seen the deacons. They were steaming. They're like, man, we got to have a talk with the pastor. And they did. He said, well, I appreciate you. Concern, he said, I know I've been on John 3:16. When everybody else gets it, we'll go on to John 3:17. See, faith comes by hearing, not by having heard. So we need to hear John 3:16. And your wife needs to hear it. Your boss needs to hear it. Your mind needs to hear it. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him, not knows Him, or say, I know God, believes in Him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you need to read verse 17, because a lot of people don't understand this. For God did not send Jesus in the world to condemn it. If the pastor or some Christian's condemning you, God didn't send them. Because He sent Jesus not in the world to condemn you, but that He, through the world, through Him, might be saved. He was preaching something different than the Old Testament prophets were. They were preaching law because sin was rampant. Jesus came preaching grace, and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen. New covenant. Love is a choice. It's not a feeling. It's a choice. It's not what I feel like. It's not what I think I feel like or what I think you ought to feel like. And love is a feeling. Love is a choice. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth... See, you got to believe. What do you believe? What do you believe? If you believe in Him, should not perish, but have everlasting... But have everlasting life. Not gonna have, but have everlasting life. For God sent His Son not in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. God's love towards you is not conditional. It's unconditional. Amen. But you have a condition. Are you going to believe it or not? That's a choice. Jesus is standing at the door knocking. If you don't answer, He's going to the next door. Amen? He's going next door. He didn't come to save the righteous. He came to save the sinner. The self-righteous won't open the door. They don't need God. Oh, I heard God. I got God when I was in Sunday school. I'm okay. I don't need to come to church today. No. If you know God, like Jesus knew His Father, you would love Him. You would want to serve Him. It's because love does something. Love does something. It's a choice. Whosoever believeth will have everlasting life. Whoever so believeth will have. You will have what you believe Him for. Did you hear that in John 3:16? You will have what you're believing for. So be careful what you're believing for. If it's in God's Word, you're okay. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap to the flesh. You can reap corruption. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they're life. That's why He could say, bless your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you. See, the Old Testament said, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. They were out of teeth. 2,000 years, they're out of teeth. A lot of teeth been gotten knocked out. Marriages, divorces. That law brought a lot of strife in the house. Well, sin brought the strife. But if you're giving somebody law, it's going to give strength to sin. That's what the Bible says. I didn't say that. If you give them the law, you tell that old sinner how sinning, how bad they are, they're going to go sin a whole lot worse. Because see, the law strengthens sin. They know they're a sinner. I knew I was a sinner. I needed somebody to love me. Tell me, I don't care what you've done. I don't care about your past. I want you to come to church. I want you to know this Jesus that I've met. His love is unconditional. He that believeth, you will have what you're believing for. Believing in Jesus is a choice. It's a choice. You can't change somebody from believing. All you can do is tell them who you know and whom I believed. Tell them what He's done for you. They have the choice. Now the ball's in their court, and you're not accountable to them. You're accountable for what you know of Him and give to them. That's all God asks us to do. He said, go, therefore, baptizing, making disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things that I've taught you. Some people won't let you in. Go to the next house. Lord bless them. I mean, you got to go on. Soldier, you got to go on. You've got to win the battle. We've got to win the battle. We've got to go on to the next battlefield. We can't retreat. Not retreating, we're going forward. Yes. Go to the next one. Somebody's going to put the white flag up. Say, Lord, I surrender all. I surrender all. The banner over me is love, and I got to take that banner of love and win the battle for Jesus. Amen. Whosoever believes in him, we have to choose to believe in him before we receive from him. See, we believe we're saved before we get saved. But as soon as I believe, I am sealed, recreated, a new creature, new creation. I'm totally a different species in Christ Jesus. Don't go look in the mirror when you say that, because you ain't going to look no different. But on the inside, the song's going to be different, like Darius. I ain't going to be singing the same old, there's a tear in my beer. I'm not going to be singing that Hank Williams song. I'm not going to be singing that, what was the devil made me do it? That was it Jerry Lee Lewis or B.B. Flip Wilson. The devil made me do it. Devil can't make you do nothing, because Jesus defeated him. It's your choice if you let the devil defeat you. Because Jesus has already given us the keys. I want to drive my Cadillac. I don't want to drive that old car I used to drive that was always breaking down, always out of gas, and always in trouble. Because it was on the wrong street. Paul drove a Cadillac. He drove it on Straight Street. Straight Street. Straight to Jesus. And Jesus kept the gas in it. Kept him moving forward. Put partners around there, people that would come along and get along with his vision. Not everybody. There was a chosen few. Was it the Philippian church in Philippi? Help me. That gave unto him, supported him. Philippians, my God. Because they gave unto Paul. Philippians says, my God now shall supply your need according to Lewis's riches. According to his riches. See, Lewis might be down a little bit today. He might be waiting for that blessing. He might not have what I need, but Jesus has what I need. He might use Mark this week until Lewis gets his overflow. And then overflow's coming on down the creek. Because, see, he's a giver. Givers give. They don't hoard up. They give out of their... They give. Amen. They give. We're givers. We're believers. How much time y'all going to give me today? I don't have but one page. But I got some more stuck in here. One page. I got two hands, and I got a whole book right here. One heart. The love of God. We could go and go, and I'd call somebody else, and I'd sit down. We could go on all day, but we won't. Unless y'all lock the door and won't let me leave. We have a choice. We have to choose to believe, and then we will receive this unconditional love. Not because I came to church today, not because I paid my tithes. No, God loves you regardless if you do anything for him, because everything that I can do for him does not match up to what Jesus did for me. And if I do that, that becomes works. And in my works, it's like filthy old rags. But Jesus, he's my key. Through this unconditional love, through Jesus, which is a picture of grace, which is a free gift. Anybody like free? I love free. Buy one, get one free. Jesus said, you don't have to buy one, it's free. It's free. You don't even have to buy the first one. It's all free. My love is free. But you do have to choose. You got to choose to come get it. You got to open the door of your heart. That's the first point. Love is a choice. It's not a feeling. If you want to go share the love of God, don't go by what you're seeing or what you're feeling for that person unless it's God's unconditional love. That is a feeling. You can feel God's love, but you don't move on a feeling. You move on the Word. What Jesus said, do likewise. do likewise. I put read the whole chapter 14 of John. Let's see if I can hold to that. John chapter 14. Y'all hang on. You ready? I'm going to go through chapter 14. I'll try not to stop and preach every verse. Let not your heart be troubled. You come to trouble, you come to the wrong place. You come to Jesus, he's full of grace. Oh, I can turn the Elvis song into a Jesus song. I done got me a song. You looking for trouble? You came to the wrong place. You looking for trouble? Jesus, he turned it to grace. Help me, Tammy. We can do that, can't we? In my Father's house, say my Father's house, are many mansions. Many. Not M-I-N-I, Larry. Not many. 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 Many mansions. If it were not so, Jesus said, I would have told you. I'm going to tell you everything the Father tells me. I'm going to prepare a place. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am. The great I am is preparing a place for you. Don't get used to the place you're in. Don't get used to your house. That's nothing compared to the great I am, the mansion he has for you. Now, Colette, I've been to her and Larry's house. She got a clean house. I don't know if Larry's helping her, if it's just Colette, but it's clean. It's a nice, clean house. Colette, don't get used to that house. There's going to be one that's going to be, it's going to be awesome. Because Jesus is preparing it for you. And he says, and where I go, Tammy, you know. And the way, you know. Now, he's talking to his disciples. But Thomas said, Lord, we do not know. So you got to choose to believe what Jesus says. We do not know where you're going. And how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way. He's looking at Thomas. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to my Father except through me. That's the gospel message. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. If you've seen the Father, you've seen Jesus. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. Quit talking in riddles. And it would satisfy us, Lord. I might paraphrase some of this. Jesus said to him, every question Jesus has an answer. Don't think you can't hit God with a question that he don't have the answer for. Now, you might not like the answer, but that doesn't mean it ain't right. If it's tight, it's right. Jesus said, Philip, how long have I been with you and you have not known me? There's people who said they've known the Lord for 30 years. We'll go on from there. I'm not saying that to anybody here, but just because somebody says they know God doesn't mean they know God. Come on now. All right. He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, Philip, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am who I say I am? The Father's in me and me in the Father? The words I speak, Philip, I don't speak to you on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me, he does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the work's sake. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works I do, he will do also. That's what we just released our faith for Darius this morning. But God is no respecter of persons. The same prayer we pray for Darius is the same prayer for each and every one of us. Lay hands on the sick. Cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. It's a free gift. It's a free gift. And whatever you ask, can I change that? And if it's your will, Lord, can I have this? It says, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. But it's got to be in his name. Got to be in his name. His will. His word is his will. This is his last will and testament. I said I wasn't going to try to preach this, didn't I? Whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything according to my will, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. What is the commandments? in all those two verses, all the laws and prophets are fulfilled. See, a lot of people say, "Well, I gotta pay my tithes. If you want to keep the law, you got to keep the whole law, and it's more than just 10. It's thousands of laws. If you've got a mole on your body, you are subject to be under the law. You are not pure. If you got a mole on your body, don't be looking. I got some too. If you had flat feet in the Old Testament, you broke the law. If your nose was a little bit different, you broke the law. These are just a few. See, a lot of people say, well, you got to keep the Ten Commandments. I probably right now couldn't tell you each 10 of them because I'm not memorizing them. I got one I'm going to stick to. Two, love the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you will fulfill the law. It's called the law of love. If you keep my love, is what he's saying, my commandments, I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper that's going to help you love other people. It's called the Holy Ghost. He's love too. That's all God has is love. He's got three kinds, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Three kinds of love. Love, love, love. And he'll help you love people. He's called the Spirit of Truth whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. You're hearing him this morning. For he dwells with you. We sang a song about that. He's dwelling with us. I mean, we have the Holy Spirit. He's among us and he's within us. See, those that haven't received him yet, he's still in the earth. He's omnipresent because he's God. He dwells with you, but he will be in you. I like him in me too. I like him with me and in me. The love of God is all around me. It compasses me. His banner over me is love. Head to toe. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Here's the promise we have. Because I live. Tammy sings a song. He lives. He lives. Because he lives, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my words, it says commandments, or the words that Jesus spoke, the words of love, all those teaching, and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and not only just say I love him, I will manifest. I will show up in my love. Show off my love. Like Song of Solomon, coming to the banqueting table, his banner over me is love. People is going to see the love of God because he's going to bless me in the city. He's going to bless me in the field. He's going to bless the fruit of my ground. He's going to bless my children. He's going to bless me in the storehouse. If you believe that, you got to believe it. If you believe it, you'll act like it. Amen? I might not worry about the rest of the notes. We might just go on here in chapter 14. I like this. Manifest. You know, I told you about my favorite dessert, didn't I? It's not banana pudding. What is it? Manna pudding. Manna. What is it? Food from heaven. As I read, I'm getting food, manna. This is my dessert right here. I'm getting food from heaven, revelation, fresh stuff. See, I like banana pudding, but I don't like it a day old. I like it right out of the oven. I like the hotter banana puddings, but, you know, if you make it temperature in the kitchen, that's okay. But once it goes in the refrigerator, I don't like the cold bananas. They start turning black and brown. And you can make me a banana pudding. Just don't put no bananas in it, and I'll be happy. And I'll eat it every day. There's no bananas in it. Reed's going to make one next. Watch, next get together, he's going to bring a pudding that don't have no bananas in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A merry heart doth good like a medicine. So you just opened wide. You just took a big old thing of medicine because as you was laughing, God was feeling, taking care of your body. He just healed something right there. Laugh in the house of the Lord. Don't sit here and, man, that preacher going on. I got to meet my other brothers at Arby's at 12 o'clock. See, you're not going to get blessed. You're letting the banner, it ain't over you. It ain't over you. You're not choosing to let that banner over me is love. Thank you, Lord, for your banner.
Amen.
We got to raise the banner.
Hallelujah.
We got to raise that banner. Let others see.
Yes.
Verse 23, Judas, not Iscariot, said to Jesus, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Judas was thinking. He was a thinker. Manifest to us, but the world can't see. How is that going to happen? Jesus answered and said, if anyone loves me, Jesus talking about love. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come. I like, remember the Three Musketeers? What, somebody help me, what was the motto? We got the Holy Ghost. We got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Three in one. We got the Trinity, brother.
Yes.
The Trinity brothers.
Yes.
Now, don't preach that. They're not brothers, but we got the Trinity. We got the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, all love over us 24/7. When we lay down at night, His banner's over me at night, even when I'm sleeping. God's taking care of the creeps that's trying to come creeping around my house. He who does not, I like this, wait a minute, I need to get back to verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. If you let him, you need to hear this now, if you let him, God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, if you let them, they will come in and they'll make your house and turn it into a home. They'll turn it into a home. And the banner over it will say love. He'll take your poverty and turn it into riches. His banner of love is what it does. This is how He manifests. And I'm a living example, and I think you are here in the church. You're going up. You're not going down. Your finances, your relationships. We're going up. He will take your marriage, and this is in the Bible, and He'll turn it as days of heaven on the earth. That's how He can take things. If we let Him, if we choose to let His banner over us be love. Be love. Now, it ain't going to be easy. It's going to be impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So in your own ability, no, you can't do it. You don't want to give her the banner of love today. You don't want to give him the banner of love. You don't know what they did to me today. No, Pastor. Your pastor's going to tell you, I know, but I know what Jesus did for you 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
He said, forgive them, but they don't know what they're doing right now. They in the flesh. They still born again. I believe everybody in here is born again. That's the key to having this banner of love operating in your life. I ain't going to say it's not over people, but they got to choose to receive that, be born again, and then it'll operate in your life. It'll still operate. Somebody can still get healed, get set free, even not be born again. But it ain't going to profit them nothing if it don't get born again in that love. Because if we do everything and we don't do it in God's kind of love, it ain't going to profit us nothing. See, if we don't receive His love, it ain't going to profit us in eternity with everlasting life. We might... There's a lot of people like to bootleg the gospel. Go around from church to church when a speaker's coming in and maybe get their back healed, get their body healed, get their finances, but then they go out to the next thing, to the next thing. They're not committed nowhere. And they're going to stand before the Lord one day and say, Lord, but we prophesied. Lord, but we did this. And He's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You never stayed there. You never committed to me. You were just wanting what I had without wanting me. And see, there's many people going to stand that day thinking they did all these things. But Lord, they're not going to say, Father, have mercy on me, a sinner, because what Jesus did, I stand before you today. Do you understand the difference there? If you stand before Jesus saying, well, Lord, I did See, you've been looking at yourself. I don't want to. We're going to stand there and say, "Enter in to the good and faithful servant. He's well pleased. Enter into the joy of the Lord." See, I was not even in there. Nothing I did. Just good and faithful to what Jesus did. Thou good and faithful servant. Because you just, hey, it's all what Jesus. It's the love that Jesus gave. His banner over us is love. I'm going to close with this. We have to keep ourselves in His love. In His love. Let's just quickly look at Jude. That's the last book before Revelation. I said Jude. Don't be rude to somebody. We're looking at the book of Jude. Don't you be rude, because it's, I ain't going to tell you what time it is. Don't look. Don't look. You'd be like Lot's wife. Don't look. Don't look back. You're going to turn into a pillar of salt. For thank God that's old covenant. We don't do that no more, right? Don't look back, sister. Trust in the promises of God. Go forward. Never look back. There's a message right there. Well, I like salt on some of my stuff, Pastor. Well, we don't need no salt in the promised land, because His banner seasons me with love. I don't need no salt and pepper. I just need that banner over me is love. Jude 20 through 25. This is a very short book. This talks about you have to keep yourself in the love of God. You have to maintain your life with God. Maintain. Cars need maintenance. Houses need maintenance. But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith. That means praying in the Holy Ghost. That's why it's key to be born, be baptized in the Holy Ghost, speak in other tongues. Because it builds. It's like putting a jumper cable on a dead battery. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. Because the world's draining all the, it tries to drain all the life out of you as you walk in this world. But we got to return to those rivers of living water that's on the inside and start building ourselves up, praying in our most holy faith, singing songs to ourselves. Keep yourselves praying in the Holy Ghost. It helps keep yourself in the love of God. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and on some have compassion, making a distinction. But others you got to save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Just quickly, some you just, the compassionate, the love of God, you're going to be able to witness to people and they're going to get born again. Some of them are on their way to hell and you got to get the law out. Because they're self-righteous. I don't need God. I'm going to bust hell wide open. They need the law. They need to see how bad they are, because that law, you know, save them with fear. See, perfected love casteth out fear. The love of God has no fear in it. The law has torment, has fear, because you can't keep it. It makes sin come alive. Some people you got to save with the law. Well, brother, if you're keeping that law, you got to keep all these other laws, because no law except the love of God, the law of love, Jesus, is the only way. Nothing can trump the law of love. Nothing. And we have to keep ourselves. Keeping it means you got to know these things. His love, I like His love, is a blanket. And it covers, they sung about this. Terry talked about this. It covers all your sins. His love. Remember the old heating blankets in the years past? When you didn't have good heaters in the house, you had an old heating blanket. And you plug that thing in and turn it up from 1 to 10. And you'd be sweating underneath there. Until your brothers come and yank it off of you and they get underneath it. So you didn't, I remember mine was orange, one of them bright orange heating blankets. And it covered me with heat. His banner over you, His love covers those sins. It covers them. I'm forgiven. I can lay down at bed at night. Even though I'm messed up, God still loves me. I pull up His, what is the Holy Ghost? What is one of His names? He's the comforter. Anybody got one of them big old comforters you pull up and you... He is my comforter. I messed it up. I didn't say what I wanted to today, Lord. And then I'm supposed to take my comforter and He'll comfort me. He won't condemn me. Oh, you rat, you messed up, didn't you? That's the devil. You got to do like Darius. You got to kick him out the door and get my comforter. Crank it up a little bit. Start singing to yourself spiritual songs. His banner over me is love. Sing you some songs. Remember those old blankets? Yeah, I had one of those. And that is my banner of love. Ruthie, would you please make an upstairs appointment and grab my banner of love and bring her down here? Did I say that poetically? Did somebody get that on the recording? Because I'm going to play it. I need proof. And it's not 100 proof. Years ago, I used to have 100 proof before I say, I love you, honey. You don't mean it. Yeah, I do. But then, see, that was not God's unconditional love. That was called lust love. That was called that love of the flesh. I love you because you have something I want. See, that ain't God's kind of love. God's kind of love is, I love you because you don't have nothing lovely, but I love you. You don't have nothing I need, but you need all of me. That's God's love. It gives. Agape love. No condition. I was going to try to bring something about conditioner in here, but I never studied it out. You know, there's conditioner you put on your hair. I don't use much of it anymore. But, you know, you can get the shampoo, and it feels okay. But the conditioner you put on there, it makes it a little bit smoothy, and it's like stuff just, I don't know, it's soft. Conditioner. See, God's unconditional love, his softness, his tenderness. This is what 1 Corinthians 13 is about, the love of God. It don't even know if you even thinking about something wrong. It don't even think about it. It takes no account of somebody. If somebody's wronged you, you don't even, you forget it. Because, see, the devil wants you to remember it. So it'll just eat at you and eat at you. And you're not able to share the love of God. You're not able to keep yourself. You can't keep. Jesus said you can't have good fruit on a tree and bad fruit on a tree. One's going to bring evil fruit and one's going to bring bad fruit. A good tree bringeth forth good fruit. And an evil tree, it bringeth forth evil fruit. You can't have both. You can't have God's unconditional love and smack your brother for call him a fool. No. Can't do that. That's not God's love. Amen. Is she ready? Yeah. Kids, come on down. So as I was in conclusion here, we're going to have the kids. But I got these flowers are for a purpose. They're to bring a remembrance of you, of how much God loves you. His banner over you is love. So the conclusion, today's message, and the kids are going to give some flowers to the ladies and bless them this morning, but also it's not the end of the service. We're going to have a prayer time. But remember this. God's banner over you is love. What's going to make me a better minister? What's going to make me a better husband? What's going to make me a better father or a better employee? Knowing that the Father loves me just as he loves Jesus. That same love is the love he loves you with.
This is a love letter to you from God. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Happy Valentine's Day, beloved. Beloved.
That was awesome. I I'm gonna probably get me a CD myself. Everything he said has been said this morning. And it came from the upper room. It came from the throne of heaven, from hearts of kids and my wife. And as Terry plays the song, I'm going to have Miss Sherry. She's going to take these beautiful roses and wipe a little bit of the living water off of them. And you're going to take them home and do what you need to do with them. Ladies, you know what to do with them. Guys, make sure you don't smush them. You know what smush means, right? If you'll take one to Michelle.
And he brought me to his banquet.
Tammy.
And he brought me to his banquet.
Over these relationships, over your bodies. His banner over. blessings. It's the love. It's the blessing of Abraham. It's the blessing of Abraham. From generations to generations, Jesus was the seed of Abraham. And now we are now Christ's seed. We are part of that family because of the sacrifice. And his banner over us is love. It's love. It's like the blood that was on the doorpost of the children of Israel's house. That banner is love. It's the blood of Jesus. It's the promises of God. And anytime the devil tries to come around you, around your house, around your family, you don't have to have this rose because Jesus is the rose of Sharon. You lift up your hand, you lift up your heart, and you tell the devil, the banner over me is love. The banner, his banner over me is love. Love covers all my sin. It covers all my trespasses. It covers it all. Jesus is the banner over my life. He is the banner over your life. And he is the banner over this church and over this nation and over this world. And he will be. He will receive. He will come and manifest himself to you. In your sickness, he will come and be your deliverer. He will be your healer. In your poverty, he will come in and take it and give you his riches. He will exalt you, and he will put you on a high place because and stay humble because you've humbled yourself. He will bring you out of the valley, and he'll cause you to walk a steady life because the valleys and the mountains have been made equal when Jesus came. Don't live in the valley. You live in the love of Christ. And his banner is over you everywhere you go. It's love. It's love. If you need personal prayer, the altar is open. But I sense in my spirit you've received. There's not much I can else agree with you on. We can't agree that Jesus hadn't already done right now in this service. Because the love, his love, it's everlasting. It's everlasting. Testimony. Yes, sister. Thank you, Jesus.